All right, we're almost done here. We're on step five already, and here all we're doing is creating our pipeline, and this is where everything ties together. So remember, you have your ADF, you have your logical connections to everything in your link services, and you have your data sets. So all the wiring is ready. Now we need to tell it what to do with the wiring. So now what we do is we create another JSON, and inside the JSON you'll have a pipeline name, you'll have a description if you wish, and then you'll have a box with the brackets for activities with an S, meaning you can have more than one activity. Now you're also going to have a start and an end date, and this merely means when you deploy this script, this is what it's going to look at. There is no go button. There's no start button. It literally wakes up when you deploy the script, checks the calendar on the server, checks the calendar of what you want to happen, and begins to process the data. Remember, there were data or date times within your data structures as well, because those might be loaded at certain times. It needs to know that data is current so it doesn't reprocess things in the wrong way. And this is the beginning and the end, and I think your lab has you change this to a month from minus today and then tomorrow. So it will run, it'll pick up anything you've done before, and it'll pick up new things as well. Now when we're all done, we're going to tear this down. We need to make sure we turn it off and tear it down when we're all finished. But this is where all of the meat goes. And again, there's full help documentation in your study guides for all of this that explain every one of what these JSONs do. And again, even if you're using Visual Studio, it's still JSON. Nice thing about Visual Studio is it corrects the JSON as you go, has a fairly nice formatter, which is a little easier than the web thing. If you're struggling with that, by the way, check out a JSON prettifier, P-R-E-T-T-I-F-E-I-E-R, prettifier. And that just means something that'll take a sort of a mess and turn it into something a little more clean for you, so to paste in here. But you're just typing, you're just changing the thing it says. You have one more step after this in your lab and you're done. You've completed an Azure Data Factory. So do the steps, read your study guides, and come back and join me in the next unit.